Thank you. I believe we have everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. The minutes have been circulated. Does anyone have any corrections, changes, additions? If not, we'd entertain a motion for approval.
Moved.
Is that you, Sean?
I'll second.
Carrie, you catch both of those?
We have Sean Hayden and Nate, is that correct?
No, someone else had a second.
Matthew Bullock.
Okay. Matthew, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Yep. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
I assume that the last aye was for the approval, not the opposed.
Okay, there you go.
Got it.
So I was a little problem, I was trying to connect through the app, and we don't have the app, so you had to go through the web. That little down arrow.
It says you can start like new whiteboard. Got it.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Old business, Pam, project update? I assume Pam's with us?
Yes, I sure am. So we'll start.
Sorry, I lost my view of the podium stuff.
That's all right. So we'll start with the Walnut Street Phase 2 project. This project is under construction. Currently from Weinbach to Bakey, the roadway has been restored to the intermediate course. Construction of the multi-use path continues. Traffic is allowed in from Bakey and several south side streets have been opened to accommodate residential traffic. From Bakey to Van, there are staggering barricades to help reduce through traffic. And then the water line extension will begin soon along the corridor. Walnut Street Phase 3 is scheduled for a February 10th, 2023 letting. All of the right-of-way acquisition is complete and the project is ready for that bid letting. Moving on to Vanderbilt County projects. Franklin Street Bridge, the construction was completed in December of 2022. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. Right-of-way activities are continuing with 37 of 48 parcels secured. Permit applications have been submitted. Oak Hill Road from Lynch to St. George Road. Field work for the wetland delineation and archaeology sampling is complete. Right-of-way engineering is underway and the consultant is working on stage 2 plans and utility coordination. Moving. We had Kentucky though too. Moving on to the NDOT projects. I'll turn that over to Matt.
All right, thank you. Go through a couple of these. I-69 over Baseline Road. Construction is complete. They received a final acceptance December 7th. State Road 65 over I-64. The contract was awarded to Blankenberger Brothers. Contract 42718, which is for bridge thin deck overlays. That contract was awarded to Ram Construction. We've got State Road 68, which is a PM overlay resurface that was awarded to J.H. Rudolph. 68 over Simpsons Branch, that's a bridge replacement project. That was pushed to the January letting as a result of utility issues. Four, four, one, five, six. That's two bridge deck overlays and some small structure work. The project files have gone up to central office and will be posted on the January letting. And we've received several contractor questions on that one. Epworth Road, that's 39921. Project files have been sent up for the February letting. State Road 66, just several auxiliary lanes, acceleration, decel lanes. Project files have gone up and will be posted on the February letting as well. Three, nine, three, six, seven. That's two replace superstructure bridge projects. We've received all the permits. Project is ready to be posted on the March letting. Four two seven five three. That's work on I-69 and State Road 57. The project was moved to the April 12th letting, and the environmental document has been submitted, and the public notice will be posted by the end of January. 42876, that's US 41, median U-turn and pedestrian bridge at Washington Avenue. Environmental complete, right-of-way is in buying, and working through getting utility relocation started. 41410, that's a US 41 pavement replacement. Still working through buying and condemnation process. There's quite a few here. So US 41 at Hillsdale, we did combine this with two box culvert replacements to the south. That's 37845. The project was bundled. We're awaiting fees from BNN to complete design of the structures, and we're working on a shared use agreement with the railroad CSX. 42287, that's the large Lloyd for You project, working on stage two design, also working on environmental and utility coordination. Right-of-way engineering is complete and starting the acquisition process. Let's see, and State Road 68 over Mill Creek. Received the water report and working on the permit determination. So that is the updates. Any questions?
Any questions for Matthew or for Pam?
Pam, I think we talked about this in the past, but can you send that document out either like right before the meeting or after the meeting?
Oh, we will distribute the project update after the meeting. Absolutely.
And that's also posted on the MPO's website, right, Pam?
That's correct. Yes, right before the meeting, we do post it on the website.
Okay, that's what. That was probably our discussion in the past. Okay.
That's right. Yes, because we work right up into the last minute sometimes finalizing the updates on the project update, which is why it does not get distributed the week before.
Right. Got it.
Any other questions? If not, we're going to stick with Pam for a whole bunch of stuff. So TIP modifications.
So there were three TIP modifications. They're being provided to you for informational purposes. The first one involved moving preliminary engineering from one fiscal year to another in the TIP. The funding was already there. It's just being moved. The second one involved revising cost estimates for countywide bridge inspections in Vandenberg County. The revisions were due to the fact that we put estimates in originally, and then once the contract is negotiated, then we update those numbers to reflect the actual costs. And then there was a small structures and drains construction project added for NDOT. And then the final modification included adding projects for NDOT. These are considered small projects that don't require an amendment. There are things like small structure inspections, small structure and drains construction, bridge rehabilitation, thin deck overlays, signal repairs, and pavement markings. And those were being added to the TIP. Would you like me to move forward to the amendments?
If we don't have any questions for the modifications, sure.
Okay. So we have a number of amendments today. Six of them are for NDOT projects that were identified as part of the NDOT call for projects process to identify projects for construction in 2027. So those six projects, as you look down the amendment sheet, you'll see that there's construction in 2027 shown, and then the supporting development costs are added to the TIP as well for various years, and that would be preliminary engineering right away, and then other items like that. There's an addition of a welcome center near Evansville on I-69. This is to get that in there, to get the preliminary engineering started on that. It's to do the analysis and the studies and things like that on what that welcome center will look like and where it might be located, that kind of thing. And then we have five projects related to transit. Several of them are also revising funding. Again, we had estimates in there, and now that we have more more detailed information about what the exact costs will be, those things were being revised. There was an added project for a fixed bus for a fixed bus route purchase for the bus. That project is being added to the TIP. Are there any questions about the amendments?
Does anybody have questions about the amendments? My only comment is I thought the Welcome Center was an interesting addition. Is that something that's been planned for a while because of 69? We don't have one for 64, correct?
I don't believe we have one for 64, and this one was new to me as well. So,
it came out of recommendation from the state, or?
Yes, it was recommended by someone at the state at the central office level.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't have information off the top of my head. I'd have to dig on that one.
No, again, it just we spent a lot of time talking about roads and bridges, so it was neat to see something different on there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is.
Where exactly on 69 are they looking at that?
I think that's part of what this funding is for, is to get somebody on board and identify where that location is going to be.
Yeah, so this is preliminary engineering funding, so it's the front end of it. I don't know that they have the answer yet.
Got it.
Okay. If we don't have any other questions, we'll take a motion for approval of the TIP amendments as Pam presented.
Matthew Bullock, so moved.
Sean Hayden, a second.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Sean. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. It sounded like that one passed. Pam, you want to keep going with the air quality?
Certainly. The Evansville MPO, in coordination with the Indiana Department of Transportation, US EPA, Federal Highway, and IDEM, are required to do an air quality conformity documentation and an analysis. There's been an effort in the past year to update that protocol and what that process looks like. And we have been asked to bring it before the boards, both technical and policy, for approval for the protocol. Protocol just outlines when certain activities are done, what those activities consist of, and who is responsible for those activities. And it just outlines that for it. And it's more a matter of updating the documentation on what that protocol looks like.
Pam, does that recommendation, like that's, I say formula, but that policy, does that come from something, or is that something you guys developed from scratch?
It's something that's developed in conjunction with these other agencies. Okay. So that everybody has input as to what information everybody needs to be able to review to approve the document. The document ultimately gets approved by Federal Highway, as long as Federal Highway gets the okay from EPA, IDEM, and NDOT personnel. So it's just a matter of looking at what that protocol looks like and making sure that everybody is getting the information that they need and they have the timeline that they need to review the information before they approve it.
Okay. Anybody have questions regarding that document?
Just one question. Can you discuss what the major changes were from the previous document?
There aren't really any major changes. It's just been more of a clarification about timelines and things like that. The actual protocol itself was developed by Federal Highway, IDEM, and US EPA and provided to us for approval. So.
Okay. I noticed Kentucky wasn't included in the agreement. I guess that's because we don't have an air quality issue in Henderson currently. Is that correct?
That's correct. There isn't a need at this time to do any kind of a conformity determination for Henderson.
Okay, so we'd have to update this if that did occur.
There, in a future meeting, we will be bringing forward an MOU that talks about the planning process as overall. You know, the MTP, the TIP, the coordination for the UPWP, those things. That, of course, will include Kentucky as well as Hart. But this document, because air quality conformity only applies to Vanderburgh and Warwick County, it's only on the Indiana side.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully that'll continue to be the case.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, we'll entertain a motion. John, you're muted.
Well, I move to approve as presented.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Matthew Bullock.
Thank you, Matthew. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes. We don't have anything under other business. Do we have anything for public comment?
Nate, can I add on? We've had a couple people show up for attendance for the record. Yes, Michael O'Daniel, he is here present. And then I noticed Kathy Bergen from KYTC. Are you online? If you can announce presence, as well as David Broderhausen. And is there anyone else that came in after the attendance that's not recorded?
Aaron Brooks from Easter Seals.
Carrie, did you hear that? Karen with Easter Seals.
I did not, but Karen, I had you down initially, so thank you.
Hey, Nate, this is Ed, and as a bonus, Mike gets a project updates, you know, printed, given it to him since he's here.
That's fancy. You can take the utmost up-to-date version that exists, and he's got it.
That's right. That's right. And seems like he likes us. He shows up, and you know, he sits with us.
I promise, I like you guys. It was just not. It was a meeting day today, unfortunately.
So David Broderhausen is NDOT.
Thank you.
No problem.
And you're going to have to start bribing us back with donuts and coffee.
Will do.
Okay. Anything else that we need to cover? Saeed, Pam, Gary?
Nate, this is Aaron. I just wanted to announce that I know we've discussed it at some of our previous meetings about how we've been working on updating the long-range transportation plan. We do have a draft of the plan. We will be sending a link out later next week to the technical committee for you guys to review the plan online. We will be having a 30-day public comment period, and that will start January 25th and close on February 24th. So we encourage everyone on our tech committee here to review the plan and provide us any comments that you have between now and the February 25th. We're also going to be having a few public open houses in February, and the email that I'll send out next week will have the meeting details on that for you as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Nate, this is Pam.
Yep.
Another thing that we will be distributing to everybody is we have a draft program of projects listing for the 2024-2028 TIP. A two-year update corresponds with the MTP cycle as well. And then we also have a conformity determination that's in there. So we got a lot on our plate right now. But what I'll be doing is sending out the draft copy of the 2024-2028 TIP projects. The project listing is developed in coordination with state DOTs, the LPAs, which is local public agencies like the cities and counties and towns, as well as the transit the sections and nonprofit organizations. The state DOTs provide the programs for their jurisdictions. You'll notice on the list that the state DOTs programs have more of a preservation and safety focus, which is something that we've been seeing over the past 10 years. The list of projects will not have an I-69 ORX page at this time. We are working with the ORX team, and we will have that prior to going out for public comment. But right now, what they're doing is finalizing their financial plan, which is a requirement, a document that requires outlining the financing of the remainder of the project out. And they have to give that to Federal Highway. They're finalizing that. Once that's done, that information will provide information for us to put that project in the TIP. And again, that will be in there before we go out for public comment. If we look at the local program, which is the program that this group has the a lot of influence on and input on, the local program on average from Federal Highway, we get about $8.5 million in Indiana and approximately $1 million in Kentucky for projects. For transit, for both the urbanized area in Evansville and Henderson, we get approximately $4 million. Projects that go into the TIP are identified during the call for projects process, at which time a city, county, or town that's located in the urbanized area will submit an application and then a letter of financial commitment for a project. Those projects get reviewed and prioritized and brought to this committee as well as to the policy committee for approval. Once it's selected as part of that call, it's placed in the TIP based on funding availability, timeline for development of the project, that kind of thing. And once it's in the TIP, NDOT and Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, as well as the MPO and the LPAs, hold quarterly meetings to track the project progress and work on collaborating to address any challenges in meeting the schedules and also the budgets. The policy of the Evansville MPO is to fully fund construction and other construction-related activities, such as maybe utilities, that kind of thing. And those things are funded first with the money that's available. If there's a balance remaining in the fiscal year, it is distributed to projects that are eligible for developmental costs, such as preliminary engineering and right-of-way. But those projects would have to be eligible for those. Again, I will send a list of this out. The entirety of the TIP will be out for public comment in concert with the MTP and the conformity determination. The one thing that I will note too is in Henderson, in addition to us working with the ORX group in terms of updating the information in the TIP, Henderson is in discussions about doing some work on Airline Road, which is also Kentucky 812, at the new center that they have along that road. We don't have enough information at this time to put that in the TIP, but we're working with them, and hopefully we'll have that finalized and be able to include it in the TIP at this time. If we don't, it can always come back and be added as an amendment at a later date.
And what is the thing that this committee could do to aid the MPO with this?
If you please review the program of projects, provide any input that you have, ask us any questions that you have about where the projects are, how they're being funded, if you have any questions of that nature. For the most part, the projects are placed where they are placed based on the project development and the funding availability. But we are interested in knowing what your thoughts are about the projects, if you support the projects. If you have any questions about how the projects work towards meeting our goals and objectives that are identified in the MTP, we'll be able to answer those as well.
Okay. Hopefully everyone, once it gets sent out, everyone will have a chance to review those. So thank you for that.
All right, Nate, I got one more thing. This is Matt.
Keep it coming.
In addition to the MTP and the TIP, we've also been updating the Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan over the last year. That is the plan that looks at the needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities through the Section 5310 program. So hopefully early next week, I'll be sending out a copy of the coordinated plan for you to review, for the policy committee to review, as well as our regional transit advisory committee. And so again, that's going to list the projects that are going to utilize Section 5310 funds between 2023 and 2027. And then they're going to have it, That plan is going to have the exact same comment period and public open houses as the MTP and TIP. So we'll be busy for a couple of days there.
Sounds like it. Again, just a reminder to this group, I know we don't meet super frequently, but this is when the MPO can actually use our help and our insight. So when it does come out, please take the time and effort to at least do a quick review of some of the documents. So anything else for the good of the group? It's kept adding on, so we can go forever. Okay. Doesn't sound like anything. Any other? I assume no one from the public showed up, so no public comments. Then our next meeting, I'm showing March 9th. And if not, we will stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.